1 year and counting.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. I try to avoid the phrase credit crunch. It's way overused and sounds like a bad cereal. But whatever you call this mess in the credit markets, it started in early August last year. The French bank BNP Paribas shut down two mortgage investment funds, and bank lending screeched to a halt. A year later, not much has changed. This morning, the bank Barclays said its first half profits fell 35%. Insurance company AIG says it lost $5 billion last quarter, and it's still related to mortgage-backed securities. Doesn't really bode well for Wall Street. The Dow is at 11,656. It gained a fraction yesterday. In Asia today, the Nikkei fell 1%, and other markets were mixed. European shares are up a little bit. The Barclays profit report wasn't as awful as expected. I don't know about you, but several times a day, I worry about Donald Trump's fortune. This morning, I can breathe easy. His company's latest profits will be revealed. A good bit of Trump's business is, of course, roulette wheels and blackjack tables. But the casino industry isn't having such a good year. Rico Galliano has more.
Frank Ferenkoff heads the American Gaming Association in Washington, D.C. He says recession-weary investors who placed their bets on gambling companies may be holding a losing hand.
For a long time, people were saying that the gaming industry, and particularly in Las Vegas, was recession-proof. I've never agreed. I always thought that we were recession-resistant. The numbers that we're seeing so far this year would reflect that.
One example, MGM Mirage profits are down 69%. But Ferenkoff says the problem isn't only that gamblers don't have as much income to lose, wager. They also aren't flying to big gaming destinations like they used to.
The drive-in markets are not hit as hard as the fly-in market. Iowa, Louisiana, Michigan, Missouri, South Dakota all posted actually single-digit gains in the second quarter.
The good news? Resorts in fly-in markets have long split their hands by diversifying into dining, retail shopping, and convention travel. The bad news, in this economy, those aren't exactly good places to hedge your bets. In Los Angeles, I'm Rico Galliano for Marketplace.
The price of oil is about $119 a barrel this morning. I don't know if that bubble has popped just yet, but quite a few investors have gotten out of oil the past couple weeks. It's a familiar story, one we saw with tech stocks and real estate, money pouring into inflated markets and then disappearing. So where might this speculative money go next? It's a good topic for our economics correspondent, Chris Farrell. Chris, what do you think?
There are a couple places that it's going to go. One is you make some money on the upside when the price of oil is going up, and, you can make money on the downside. For example, there's this ETF, PowerShares, and you can make a double the bet on the decline in the price of oil. And over the past month, it's up 30%. But the real speculation, where the money's going to continue to pour, is alternative energy.
But Chris, aren't a lot of those green investing mutual funds and exchange-traded funds down right now?
Oh, yes, they're down because the price of oil is down. Yeah, there's a pullback going on right now. But if you're in Silicon Valley, if you're in Shanghai, if you're in Mumbai, where are you going to be putting your money into? It's going to be alternative energy. And it's not just a U.S. phenomenon. It's a global phenomenon. This could be the mother of all speculations because it's not within one nation's borders.
Well, I think most people would say that investing in alternative energy is a good thing. But a lot of these bubbles, when they pop, a lot of people get hurt. What's the downside of this particular bubble if it happens?
Oh, it's the same downside. Farmland at some point will probably burst in price. Farmland's really high. As the stocks continue to appreciate and more venture capital money goes into it, more and more people in the retirement plans are going to invest in these companies and in these stocks. And then all of a sudden, the bubble will burst. And you'll hear the stories about, I can't retire. Mm-hmm. I have to go back to work. So you're going to get a boom. You're going to get a bust. And I say, thank you, speculators.
Oh,
thank
yeah.
you for the boom. I'll take the bust. And here's why. It's speculators and their money who are going to bring about the new world. We don't know what business model is going to work. We don't know what new technologies are going to really be the driving force for alternative energy. And it's the speculators that will take that risk. And yes, the bust will come, and then the Fed will step up, and the Fed will prevent the financial system from collapsing. But the new world will be created much faster thanks to speculators.
Well, it's a great topic for debate. Chris Farrell, our economics correspondent. Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, a not-for-profit financial service provider helping nearly 3 million members and their communities thrive. More at thrivent.com.
We've seen some bank runs lately, but this you might call a bank wedding march. Brides protesting outside HSBC in London. They're upset because a wedding gift service called Rapid declared bankruptcy and didn't deliver their gifts. James Hall is with the Daily Telegraph. James, why are these people mad at HSBC?
Well, this is the interesting thing. The company is claiming that HSBC could have stepped in with a rescue package but decided not to. So we had this extraordinary situation yesterday where about two dozen brides, many of them in their wedding dresses, marched to HSBC's head office to hand in a petition.
I bet they weren't very happy.
Well, they weren't. I mean, these brides are furious. As well as anger, though, they're embarrassed. They said they've had to contact all their guests and say, thanks very much for the tea set, but we're not going to get it. So their guests are now having to contact their banks to get a refund.
Jeez, what a mess. So how is this going to be resolved?
Well, the company's founder, he wants the bank to give a pool of money to other department stores in the UK, and then guests can redeem their presents from these other department stores. HSBC is saying this plan is totally unworkable. So sadly, it looks as though these couples and their guests will be left hanging on for some time.
James Hall, the retail editor for the Daily Telegraph in London, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.